Teddy Bridgewater is a young quarterback poised for greatness in the NFL. Brandon Fusco is a veteran leader on the Vikings offensive line. And Zach Lyon is a hard-nosed fullback who leads the way for Adrian Peterson. But those three and many other Vikings are not the stars on this day. That belongs to a group of courageous, determined, and strong women who are willing and able to look a challenge in the eye and face it head on.
Kids looked up to us, and you know, people see football players as heroes, but really the women here today are heroes, and that's why I like coming to this event, just hearing their story and get to know them a little better.
Just having some personal experiences with breast cancer, it's a great feeling being able to be around the survivors and their caretakers and, get to know them and their stories.
This group is made up of the true fighters, the warriors who battled through the fight for their life in the fight against breast cancer.
After we were diagnosed just a short time ago in May, we have four children, so it's tough with the children going through treatment and having them understand it. We have teenagers down to young children, so on that aspect, it's been tough, but we've tried to keep a positive attitude and have our kids be positive with it as well. So it's been good in ways too.
Both my parents died of cancer, and I'm a cancer survivor. So I've had breast cancer and a double mastectomy, and I'm a survivor. My whole reaction to it is you got to be positive. That really helps in healing. And the support of the Cancer Society and all the wonderful research that's being done and the doctors that take care of you and the nurses that take care of you, that you feel there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I know a lot of people that don't have good attitudes about it, and they do have a struggle. And so I really think life is about that too. If you got a good attitude, you can do a lot of things.
The Minnesota Vikings know all too well the effects this terrible disease has on a family and the toughness and determination needed to overcome it. To show their appreciation for these brave and strong women, a group of current and former Vikings hosted a special lunch last week. It was a day of celebrating what each woman had to overcome and the tremendous courage shown by all the survivors.
It means the world. I mean, we still need to raise a lot of awareness when it comes to breast cancer. About 63% of Minnesota women are getting screened for breast cancer right now, and those are women 40 and older. And that's not high enough. We need a lot more women to get screened. We need that number a lot higher. And when the Crucial Catch program gets going, I mean, there's no way we could do that kind of awareness without a partnership with the Minnesota Vikings and to get players that involved. So it's huge. If we didn't have this program, we would not be reaching that many women and getting them to think about going out and getting their mammogram.
Spending time with these special women takes on extra significance for a group of Viking players who have seen firsthand the battle needed to conquer this deadly disease.
It was a very tough time in our lives. We didn't know what to expect, but my mom, she kept us all together. With her, battling breast cancer and everything, you would have thought that she would have been depressed, but, she always had high spirits. She knew that she was going to beat it, and, that just kept our family sane.
She's so strong that she didn't even want to see us, distraught during that time where she was battling with it and really going through it. So she didn't even tell us when she was going through it. She only informed us when she had already beaten it, that just an attest to how strong she is and what kind of mother and family value woman she is.
The game of football is a tough grind on each and every player. But on this day, the players were not the biggest fighters in the room. That belonged to the strong, courageous, and determined women who fought through life's biggest battle and were able to come out victorious.
It's great to get to know their stories and everything and just hear about what they're going through right now. It touches me, it touches my heart because, I have some personal experience. So, to sit around and have lunch and to talk amongst the survivors, it's a great feeling.